Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Julianne Salinas, and she is the executive director for WFAN, that's Women, Food, and Agriculture. Good morning to you, Julianne.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yes, and I particularly wanted to visit with you because it is the 25th anniversary of Women, Food, and Agriculture. So hopefully you're doing some special things to celebrate that. But I think today, first of all, we kind of need to go back in time and talk a little bit about how this all began 25 years ago.
Yeah, so 25 years ago, Denise O'Brien and Kathy Lawrence, two amazing women, got together and they were invited to the UN to speak to on women's issues in the UN and women in agriculture. And they kind of realized that there wasn't a space that was dedicated to serving women who work in food systems and in agriculture. And I thought, that has to change. You know, so very strong feminists and very, folks that were on the ground working in food systems and working in agriculture that really understood that the need to have that dedicated space. Because for so long, you know, you think of a farmer and the image of old McDonald comes to mind, right? And an older white gentleman. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no, there's women in this space. There's BIPOC folks in this space. There's just so many other people that are not ever recognized as farmers. And so they wanted to, you know, really bring that to the forefront and say, like, women and non-binary folks are absolutely here in farming. We're not just the farmer's daughters or the farmer's wife. So that's kind of how that started. And then 25 years ago, Denise, worked on it. And we originally were under the fiscal sponsorship of the Tides Foundation. And then we got our own 501c3, and we've been independent ever since.
And when you started, I mean, it's like a lot of new things. It's sort of think, well, how is this going to grow? As I recall, most members were from Iowa and maybe a few surrounding states. That's changed.
Yeah, that's changed. We still have a strong contingency of Iowans, and we're proud of that. Our offices are still in Iowa, and we love Iowa. And yet we're really become a national and sometimes international organization. We work with folks in almost every state, and then we do work with some folks in Liberia, in West Africa, and that's kind of growing. We just signed a contract with the FAO to provide more stories about women in agriculture and food systems to the international community as well. So we're excited for that. We're growing and learning from each other, and it's food systems work, in particular agriculture, is really dependent on where you are at in the country and in the world. Farmers in New Mexico, where I live, are different than the farmers in, they're dealing with different challenges mm-hmm. than the farmers in Iowa. And it's funny, I'm saying that right now, and just now we got a rain shower, which we haven't seen in over a month. We've been in a terrible drought, and so it's exciting. And then talking to some of my staff in Iowa today, they're like, oh, it doesn't stop raining, so it's just depending on where you are.
Yes, very much. Yeah. Even in Iowa, that varies a great deal.
Absolutely.
And I know other places in the country are really suffering from drought also. But weather is just one of the factors in agriculture, a major one, but just one of those factors. So since in that 25 years, and you've sort of alluded to some of these, I want to talk about some of the accomplishments that you feel have been made in these 25 years.
Yeah, so in 25 years, we've gotten really pulled together flagship programs that fall under WFAN now and really building out our network. The first one is Women Caring for the Land. That was kind of our original flagship program. And that kind of came out of Denise and some of the earlier founders looking around their churches and in their meeting spaces and saying, like, here's all of these widows that have farmland, and they really don't know what they want to do with it other than the fact that they want it to be a force for good. And how can we connect them with the resources so that they can be that force for good? And what do we mean by that? Like, give them the empowerment to understand what good cover cropping does, or no-till farming, or really regenerative practices. And how do you have those conversations if you're leasing your land? How do you have those conversations with the folks that are leasing your land to share, really start coming to practice farming from your values rather than having it be all about making money, right? Or how to you know, make the most money. It's more about how can I give back to the land? How can I give back to my community? And so that's been sort of our flagship program, and it's growing and it's evolving every year. And so now we're starting to have conversations with landowners, with women landowners, about how do I invite others to steward my land, or to even, you know, receive my land in, say, a trust or an endowment that may look different than a familial land transfer. So maybe I can work with this indigenous group that wants to form a land co-op, or a community farming group or something like that, something that's completely different and out of the norm, but they have no, prior to this, they had really no idea that those options even existed, and now they're exploring those options and then just making sure that their values are represented in the way that their land is being farmed. So that's one program that has definitely seen some changes in evolution, but it's still going strong, and it's really wonderful to work with women who are really concerned about where our plan is at and how they can make a difference with the assets that they have.
And that's really changing the tradition, you know, over and not everybody, I guess, even some of the experts don't really have some of the answers. They need to really look around, and Women, Food, and Agriculture Network can help point out some of those resources. So there's a couple of other things that I think you wanted to mention, other programs.
Yeah, so other programs, we have Harvesting Our Potential, which was started with some funding from Iowa Women's Foundation and continues to be funded right now through Iowa Women's Foundation, which is one of our funders for that program. It's our mentoring program. You know, Iowa Women's Foundation recognized that mentoring and having opportunities to mentor with other women is one of the huge barriers to women's success, and we absolutely agree with that. And so trying to link folks that want to begin farming or explore beginning farming with women mentors and within their states and within their areas has been great. And so right now, this year, right now, to date, we have 10 mentors, or mentees, rather, and then that's growing. So we hope to, by the end of the year, have probably up to 20 as our hope, mm-hmm. but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
It's really seasonal. Depends on what the goals of the mentor and the mentee are. But that helps them learn how to do farming, or learn how to do marketing, or, you know, bring things to market, or what to plant, or, you know, how to tell what to plant. What are the needs in the community, mm-hmm. for what should I be bringing? So that's a big program.
Yes, and sometimes women who grew up in the farm do want to continue with their own family farm.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'm guessing a number of these mentees did not grow up on farms. They just learned that they really want to grow things and like agriculture.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a whole generation, and that's one of the fascinating things to see, too, is how food systems and agricultural work is showing up in these different throughout the different generations. Because, you know, boomers and Gen X like me, we have a view of farming and agriculture that's very different than, say, the millennials and the Gen Z folks that have grown up, you know, with technology and with social media and with recognizing that there are opportunities. So somebody that, you know, grew up, say, in Chicago or in New York, in the city, in the downtown areas, they have exposure to the possibilities of working in rural areas or even working as a farmer within the city limits that my generation certainly never had. Like, we just mm-hmm. didn't know that was a possibility. Mm-hmm. And so now being able to link them to other women farmers that can, you know, explain their experience and talk to them and help them grow and become the farmers that they want to become, then it's really fantastic. I love that program.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not supposed to have a favorite program, but that's one of my favorites.
Julianne, I know there are more things that we could talk about, great stories that could be told with mm-hmm. the people who participated. But we don't have time to do that. So if people want more information about Women, Food, and Agriculture Network, how is the best way to get that?
So they can go to our website, www.WFAN, Women, Food, and Ag Network.org. It's .org.
Okay.
And there's plenty of stories. We have a whole storytelling component. We were funded last year to be able to help women and non-binary folks tell their stories. And so there's a whole storytelling section so that it helps people realize that everybody mm-hmm. has a story, right? And,
yes.
and storytelling is one of the best ways to teach and to learn because it's intriguing, it's engaging, and there's such wonderful stories mm-hmm. to be told and to hear. And pretty much everything that you could want to know about, there's a story behind it that
okay.
someone can tell you about. Yeah.
We want to thank you very much, Julianne Salinas, for visiting with us, Director of Women, Food, and Agriculture Network, and happy 25 years.
Thank you so mm-hmm. much. I look forward to celebrating with all of you and hope that you'll join us in our celebration of our 25 years and look forward to the next 25.
Okay. Until next time, here is a thought. Dreams do not come true just because you dream them. It's hard work that makes things happen. It's hard work that creates change.